This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm telling you, you guys are all going to jail. You are all f***ing out of line. Take my car. You've been arrested for operating a motor vehicle while under the influence of
alcohol. I was hit by a taxi.
I need you to listen to me, okay?
What?
I need you to listen to me right now.
Was I hit by a taxi?
I don't know, sir. I wasn't out there.
Yeah, oh, no. I was hit by a taxi.
You refused me to a taxi.
I won't say anything until you take the stuff.
What portion of the law?
I won't say anything until you take the
stuff. Have you introduced evidence?
I won't say anything until you take this.
At any trial?
I have witnesses. What I drank, one and a half drink.
Rip Torn is drunk.
Go to hell, you guys. Take these cuffs off.
I act like a gentleman after I pop me for nothing. Ow!
Relax.
I'm going to send you all to jail. I have not had a chance in all these hours to call my lawyer.
The Don and Mike Show.
That was recorded during the commercial break.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah, we don't want nobody telling us what to do. We don't want nobody pushing us around. We want to be free to ride our machines without being hassled by the man. And we want to get loaded.
Pinch hitting for Lou Brock, Don and Mike.
We are back. You know, you're laughing like you're drinking this stuff, and you're the only sober one in the room right now.
Well, there's Joe.
There's Joe. Yes, right. There's Joe.
Touche.
Welcome back to the Addison Show. As I gradually more and more realize that I will be traffic cop. I'm feeling like JB as we go show right now. I'm going to let you do that in about 10 minutes here.
If it's necessary.
We've got some news, the news of a different nature with Buzz Burbank coming up in just a few seconds. I do want to remind each and every one of you that we will be giving away a trip today. Are we giving away a trip today?
I think you're on one right now.
Joe, I hate to make you do this because I know it's hard for you to do, but I want you to try to call BA one more time.
Okay.
Just so I can make sure that we've got something to give away. Because I do want to play a game. I do want to keep the same semblance of order.
Yes, you have a
show. Yes, Buzz, you're pointing.
Is that your second glass?
Yes.
Wow. How about you? I'm only halfway down the first one.
Oh, come on, Buzz.
No, listen, I'm sailing the way it is.
Sailing. He's sailing.
All right, we're going to call Beth Ann. I'm going to find out if I do have something to give away.
Christopher Cross.
Hey, we got a trip to give away?
We got a trip to Tower Records.
That's what we have?
Yeah.
All right, do we have any money to give away?
You can give away $100 if you want.
All right, that's all I wanted to know. Thank you, bye.
You okay?
Bye-bye. She's fine. All right.
I'm fine, bye.
Thank you, bye.
Okay, bye.
She's got the Lyme disease.
So go back to Karen. All right. Hello.
Karen? I'm typing too.
Karen, go ahead. We're sorry to keep you waiting.
No, you're not.
What can we do for you?
I'm still here. I'm sending you an email.
I read your email.
I thought you were going to hang up on me.
No, I'm not going to hang up. I read your email. We just occasionally...
No, I have a new one. I'm just typing it. It's kind of hard to type and hold the phone to the same
time. Uh-huh. Right. Okay, so, I've got your email, and we've come back to you. What's happening? How are you feeling?
I'm pretty groovy right now, except for I've been running out of booze, goddammit. I'm sorry. I can't say that on here.
Can we put you on hold for just a second?
Yeah, yes. One more.
Be right back.
One more time.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Joe. I was going to ask.
This is not Joe. This is Mike.
Oh, hi, Mike.
You're actually on the air. You've cut right through to the show. You're at the Glass Enclosed Nerve Center.
You are live.
Wow. I was going to ask you guys, what's the comparison with this Absent and Ouzo?
Absent. It's not like you haven't shown up for class. It's Absinthe, all right? That's exactly what it's called.
And it doesn't compare.
All right, now, Rob, here's the deal. I can't see Buzz.
Okay.
Your head is very large.
Very large.
It is not.
Why don't we do this, okay? Well, you know, we forgot to meet your wife. Let's meet. Buzz has got some stuff for us, but let's bring in your wife. Jacob's going to bring in his Czech Republic wife.
The lovely Karina, who he married this last year.
Karina.
He's going down to the green room to get her.
Ray Peterson.
Very sweet.
You were low-key in it. And I am going to bust you wide open.
You've seen her?
If you were low-key in it. All right.
No, I think I was pretty honest, pretty upfront.
All right, here she is. Hello!
Pretty good.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Wow.
How are you? You're Karina?
Yeah, I am.
Welcome to the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you.
I'm Mike.
Oh, nice to meet you, Mike.
This is Rob.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Charmed.
This is Joe.
Nice to meet you, Joe.
And over there is Buzz.
Hi again, Karina.
Hi again.
Hello.
Is this your first trip to the United States?
Yeah.
Oh, really? How do you like it?
Oh, it's awesome.
Have you done any other radio since you've been back here?
No, not really. We were traveling through California, and a friend was in Bakersfield.
How are you doing, Jacob?
I'm not sober. Right.
I just Jacob noticed not sober. It. You've been knocking them back pretty good. Would you like to have one of the drinks?
I would like, but I guess I will drive my husband.
Oh, that's okay. You can take
a
cab, okay? As a matter of fact, can we get Beth Ann, can we get some more chairs in here, please?
Yes,
because we're all going to relax and enjoy, and I know Buzz has got some stuff for us.
So, yes.
Karina, you've been married how long to Jacob?
6 months.
And
congratulations.
Why are the women over in your country so beautiful?
Oh, thank you.
Difficult question, right?
Yeah.
Most women, very pretty women over there, right?
Yeah.
How does your country feel about the great American beast?
What is it?
That's a joke. How do you?
How does Latvia feel about American guys?
Well, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But my thinking about it is completely changed after I met Jake.
Who are your favorite Americans in music, sports, things like that?
Americans.
This is a question submitted by Joe Ardinger. Have you been to Sonic Burger?
No.
You've been to McDonald's?
Yes.
Do they have McDonald's in your country?
Yeah.
Okay, they have.
Lucky.
All right. So Jacob, you're very much in love with Jacob.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. And has Jacob met your mother and father?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they like him too?
Yeah, very much.
All right. Can you say in your native language, can you say hello?
Привет.
Welcome to the Don and Mike show.
Добро пожаловать в шоу Don and Mike.
We are enjoying absinthe.
Oh, мы наслаждаемся.
And at the end of the show,
в конце шоу,
we will be crazy in the head.
Oh, сойдем с ума.
We will all tear our clothes off. Go ahead, repeat after me.
This is the most important
part. This is the most important part. We will all tear our clothes off and run dancing through the street.
И мы побежим танцевать на улицу.
Screaming and yelling.
Будем кричать.
Oh, I love this language.
Yeah.
We're going to be playing the translation game a lot today. like a bunch of wild dogs. Oh, that's fantastic.
I love
I
that.
Could do this.
Well, nice?
I'd almost like you to do your news and she translates.
That'd be great with
Can
me.
Can I do a little more translating? Okay. We'd like to say Joe Ardinger. Repeat after me. I mean, in your native tongue.
It's a man's name.
Joe Ardinger.
Joe Ardinger.
Is slow. He is having a bad Monday. No matter how many peanuts he eats, it will not make him any smarter. Or he has been tapped by the stupid people to represent them.
Speak for them.
Joe Ardinger is a nice man.
Он очень милый.
But he lives in a drugstore. And thank you for listening to the Don and Mike show.
Спасибо, что слушаете шоу Don and Mike.
It is my first time meeting Mike.
Oh, это мой первый раз, когда я встречаю Майка.
I am overwhelmed. Go ahead. I am overwhelmed.
All right.
I am
excited.
I am excited.
Oh, я так рада.
By his rugged good looks.
Хорошо выглядит.
And how incredibly manly he is.
Oh, он замечательный мужчина.
And his piercing bedroom eyes.
Watch it first.
Pretty good.
Thank you.
Pretty good.
That was fun.
Very that good. Was fun.
Well, I could do that all afternoon. All right, without further ado, Buzz, why don't you attempt to give us some of your stuff?
I will attempt. Thank you know what Double Jeopardy is, right? That's where you get tried twice for the same crime.
Yep.
Well, O.J. Simpson says he and Robert Blake were both subjected to double jeopardy. Mm-hmm. O.J. says, quote, I still don't see how anyone can be found not guilty of murder and then be found responsible for it in any way, shape, or form. If you're found not guilty, how can you be found responsible? I'd love to hear how that's not double jeopardy.
Let me ask you, I'm sorry.
Karina.
Karina, over in your country, you know about O.J. Simpson?
No.
Good.
Oh, that's
you're the best.
You're better off. You know. Yeah. You know about George W. Bush?
Yes.
What does your country think of George W. Bush? And you can answer honestly, because we're fine honest. Here.
It's a freak.
They like, not like, you know.
Latvians like them.
Most Latvians like him. Okay.
Really?
I've got to.
Are you ready for some football?
I've got to get over to that country. All right, go ahead, Buzz.
Think like you.
O.J. refused to give his take on Blake's innocence or guilt, claiming
same command of the language. All right.
O.J. claimed he had not watched the trial closely enough in Blake's case, but on the subject of double jeopardy, he added, and I quote, "I'd love to see the Supreme Court rule on one of these cases."
Excuse me, Buzz. Not going to happen. We just have to go back to. I think she's still on the line. Karen, I am so sorry to have kept you waiting. Are you still there?
I'm always here.
I'm sorry. We were on something. I forgot exactly what we're on.
We're on absent
right now.
Yeah.
What can we do for you, Karen?
I'm on 151.
What?
I'm on 151. Give it up.
But you're out now.
No, shut out. And see, I speak English, though.
So. Yes.
Where your last people didn't.
No, Corina spoke very good English.
No,
she's lovely.
Didn't.
She's
no, she didn't. No.
Yes, she did.
Can you hear the heavy
yes,
tour?
She did. What are you talking about?
You're just drunk.
How could she translate if
oh,
she didn't
God,
speak English?
She was one of those, you know.
I'm not going to make her say bad things in her native language to you,
well,
but
no,
I will say.
I'm
putting you on hold for a second. We'll come back to you, Karen.
You're at that flea market.
Yes.
Yes. Here's what I've learned from listening to Karen. Drunk people are irritated.
Yeah, that's for damn sure.
Will Simon Cowell return?
Oh, you know what? I'm terribly sorry.
Why are you?
I didn't give you a proper introduction.
Why?
And I'd like Corina to do the. Do you mind? Do you mind me having you speak in your native? I find it very interesting to hear your
yes.
native language. Okay. And now with the news. And now with the news report. Here is a man known worldwide.
Everybody knows this guy in the world.
Everybody knows him. Everybody loves him. Men want to be like him. Women want to be with him. Here is, and this is Buzz Burbank.
Buzz Burbank.
Oh, yes. That's
got a nice ring
having
to it.
Having some fun in
yeah,
Karina.
I'll applaud that.
You are a wonderful addition to the show. Thank you very much. It's wonderful. Drink up.
So will Simon Cowell return to American Idol or start a rival show on another network?
Really?
There's a reason we haven't heard anything yet about the new season of Idol and
that
when
that show
it will debut.
Does not exist without Simon Cowell. He's gorgeous.
Well, Idol.
Is he on board or is he not? Fox doesn't know yet. There's talk of moving the show to Wednesday and Thursday nights to take on CBS, which basically owns Thursdays thanks to Survivor and CSI.
All right, hold on a second, Buzz. Before you proceed, I'd like, Beth Ann, can you come in here, please? I need you to deliver something to someone.
What?
I need Beth Ann to deliver something.
Buzz has a copy of that.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do.
Buzz, if you will, before you proceed, could you...
Skunk?
No.
The skunk is the hardest one.
No, hold on a second.
All right. Because a skunk.
No, I don't want you to do that.
All right.
Hold on.
No. I went down to see Joan.
Being very difficult.
Second page.
Page two.
The Susan Shineth Shoes.
Here we go. I see it.
Quickly, please.
Susan Shineth Shoes and Socks. Socks and Shoes Shine Susan.
You're fine. You can proceed.
She sees shining.
You can proceed.
Shoes
you don't
socks.
Need to read the rest of it.
For shoes and socks, shock you, Susan.
See, now you're showing off.
Well,
I knew you had it in the first part.
I never start what I don't finish.
Mm-hmm.
You never finish what you start.
Exactly.
You know something, Jacob?
Yeah.
I never thought I'd say this on an absence show. I need a little more potency in this one.
Got
it's a little watered down. Ralph, can you pass that along?
You've had one and a half so far.
I've had one and a half. You know what? I'll tell you something. After 23 days, I'm not getting knocked over the rocks or whatever. Well, like I thought, what did that mean?
What did that? You want to try that one more time?
I don't know. I'm not getting knocked for a loop.
I've had a half tumbler.
Yeah. And maybe a little ice in that too, Jacob and Corina.
I'll touch it with a
Corina, screen. Great to have you here.
Yes.
Welcome to the United States.
Welcome.
And welcome to United States Radio. We're heard all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
Regionally. Sort of. Sacramento, California.
Very big there. Wichita.
Tampa, Florida. Uh-huh. Wichita, Kansas.
It's spot.
This is the way it would sound if I was drinking normally and I was out and about explaining what I do, trying to make it sound better than it was.
This is how it would sound if that ever happened.
If I ever did that.
Like live a fantasy.
Yes, it's silly. Such a silly Rob. How are you, Joe? How's everything going over there? Everything under control? God, I wish I did this every day. These shows would fly by. Yeah.
No, right. I'm fine, Jake.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let me just check the time. Rob, you're going to have to start monitoring the time here. All right. Go ahead, Buzz. What do you got?
Well, here's the deal. In 2003, Simon signed a 3-year deal with Fox, but the usual agreement.
That's the way it ought to taste. Now, that's the way it ought to taste.
Is it better cold?
It's just better with a little.
What?
A little strong there.
I rushed it up for you.
Shem powered, everybody.
I love a parade. I dig that about you. Buzz.
Anyway,
Burbank.
If Simon doesn't get what
drink
he wants
faster,
in this contract deal,
because I am,
he's likely to leave American Idol.
Having a good old time.
That's the bottom line there.
We're having fun with Jacob and his wife, Corina.
Russell Crowe.
The holidays suck. What?
Russell Crowe? You do a Russell Crowe, don't you?
Yeah. There it is. What do you think?
Russell Crowe will...
Brilliant! Brilliant!
He will not be banned from the United States after all. Give it up for Michael.
Thanks so much. Thanks. I'm here all week.
Good news for Russ. Bad news for American hotel clerks. Mm-hmm. On Friday, Russell made a deal with prosecutors in New York under which he will not be kicked out or banned from the U.S.
I think he is persecuted.
For throwing
I think he's been really persecuted.
All this about throwing a telephone at a Manhattan hotel clerk back
How many
June.
Of us, hey, how many of us, what?
If only we had a sound effect, perhaps, of a phone being thrown
hey, Joe,
by
Jesus
Russell Crowe.
Christ, will you please get with the program?
Crowe pleaded guilty to third-degree assault for throwing that phone.
Do we have the phone?
Yes. And was given a conditional discharge.
It's on top.
He's like, you know what he's doing? He's taking the day off. That's what he's doing.
I've had the conditional discharge before.
Joe, don't I give you credit when you do a great job?
If Russell Crowe's not arrested over the next year, the situation...
Where's the phone?
...is officially erased from his record. He's also...
Where's the phone you're supposed to throw?
...been ordered to pay $160.
Do you know where it is?
It should be in the stacks.
Well, why aren't you getting up and finding it?
There's a dozen chairs between me and
God
her.
God damn it, I want the phone thrown.
Catherine said
it. Hold on just a second.
Hold on, wait.
I think you should start. I think you... There it is.
No.
That would simply... Did you find it? Is it yours?
No, it's his.
It's his. All right. Catherine, I find fault with.
Catherine Zeta-Jones nipples.
I'm Irish. It's blame. It's all about blame. It always has been about blame.
I thought that would get his attention.
Blame. No, I wanted really, you had called for the phone sound effect during that story.
I did sort of, yes.
And it really hurt your story that we didn't have.
Oh, I think it was fine.
It sucks.
Russell Crowe gets to stay.
It really sucks.
Wow.
Really made me mad.
You know what'll cheer you up?
What?
Catherine Zeta-Jones nipples.
Yeah.
What?
Excuse me, Corina. That was a burp. I apologize.
I'm sorry.
You're drinking water. You sure you don't want a little more of this?
National Enquirer says Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Get American. Get in American. Get a limousine.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Limousine.
Jesus.
Limo. Big, long limo.
I'll read this.
Go
silence.
To a great American restaurant.
Silently to myself.
Which get many plugs.
Big cuts.
On a mic show.
Big cuts of meat.
Big cuts of meat. New menu. New chef.
All right, go ahead, Buzz. The National Enquirer says Catherine Zeta-Jones forced the wardrobe department on the set of The Legend of Zorro.
Oh, hey, ladies and gentlemen, I have an announcement to make.
What would that be?
It's official.
What?
It is official.
You're sailing? You're flying?
Yeah, I've hit critical mass right now.
Yeah.
And everything's fine. Now, that would be, that would roughly be
what?
50 minutes.
How many?
Right? 50 minutes. How are you doing? Are you still on your first?
I am. I'm halfway done.
I'm going to need you to drink that fast. Now, for the good of the show.
I don't think you want that.
I think I do.
Because I'm really.
I know you're coming back and going to give us the news, but.
I'm pretty buzzed as it is.
Get it?
I've got an idea.
What's your idea, Rob?
I'm deferring to Rob for, like, creative control.
Right? Do Let's Break.
Yeah.
Let's come back. Let's stay where we're at with him.
All right.
And that'll give him a chance to quench his thirst.
Whatever, Rob.
Whatever.
I'm feeling pretty good. Jacob.
Yeah.
I love you, man.
I love you.
I really do. This is great stuff.
Yeah. Jacob's a good guy.
This is good. Joe, really think you ought to step up a little bit.
Let's go, Joe. Yeah.
I'm 100% of my 40%.
I know you are. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with more stuff with Joe. That's Joe's jingle, and now here's this.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Free FM.
It's a long line of delays on the northbound side of 495. The inner loop is slow near Route 50 and Arlington Boulevard all the way around.